Appeals Judge Pat Rogensack from Madison got the most votes in yesterday's primary. Rogensack was pegged as the conservative candidate. Circuit Judges Ed Bruner of Rice Lake and Paul Higginbotham of Madison were widely thought to appeal more to liberals. Bruner has made money an issue. He vowed to turn down funding from political action committees, and he asked the other candidates to do the same, plus agree to a campaign spending limit. But Judge Rogensack says she doesn't see the virtue in that.
I think if you shut down the money, you shut down communication to people in the areas that are less populated, who have less of an opportunity to interact with the candidates. And, you know, politics is all about communication, and people all over this state have a right to hear what the candidates have to say and to learn as much as they can about them.
Bruner, however, believes turning down political action committee money allows a potential justice to stay independent.
I'm going to stick to my promise of not taking special interest money. I want that to be an example. I think as important as it is for me to sit on the Supreme Court, it's, I think, more important for me and the voters of the state to have a candidate get there the right way.
Interest groups will probably try to run their own ads on Bruner's behalf. He'll have to decide whether to quietly allow that to happen, or, like Senator Russ Feingold when he ran for re-election in 1998, try to convince interest groups not to run such ads. Some analysts think Feingold's insistence on avoiding any special interest influence nearly cost him that election. The losing candidate, Paul Higginbotham, notes he had less time to raise money and support. Higginbotham didn't begin his campaign until after the birth of his son around the new year. Higginbotham, an African American, says voters missed a chance to give the court a more diverse perspective.
There is nobody of color sitting on this court. There's nobody of color sitting on any appellate court in the state. And it's really time for that to change.
Still, Higginbotham promptly endorsed Ed Bruner. He says they share the same compassion for the average person. The general election for state Supreme Court will be April Fool's Day. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.